know, the year's not over yet. You say the year, you know, like we're at the end of the season. You know, we still got a lot of football to play. So, you know, I just want to, you know, keep going out there and, you know, executing and just doing my job. That's it.
Well, you just see things now. I mean, with your experience, you can just sort of see things as they develop quicker as you get grooved in your career.
Definitely. You know, experience helps. You know, it's year six for me now, 4 years in the scheme. So you definitely get more comfortable with what's going on, the calls that are going in. You get a feel for how offenses are they're trying to attack you. And it allows you to play faster. You know, each year I get a bit better at film study. You know, try to find my weaknesses every off season, and I try to, you know, fix them. So, you know, I'm constantly challenging myself to be a better player.
Do you take pride in the fact that you can be a guy that can play all three spots at that position? And what does that kind of versatility do for a defense?
I've always took pride in that. You know, since, you know, college. You know, college coach, you know, my Mark D'Onofrio, Al Golden, you know, they used to always say, you know, the more you can do, you know, you definitely can help your team. So I've always, you know, took heed to that. And, you know, being able to be, you know, versatile, it helps your team, you know, a great deal, because, you know, you feel like you're not going to miss a beat. You feel like, okay, you know, we're a little banged up at this position. So, okay, we can swing this guy over here and then plug another guy here and we can still be okay.
You're playing pretty terrifically the first 4 weeks of the season. What is it about the will spot that you like, suits your game, whatever it may be? Or is it just like you said, you're a year more experienced?
You know, it's just the experience and just understanding, really. The offense, you know, the alignments, you know, that the offense are giving you, you know, what plays they're going to run and, you know, just triggering, you know, just trusting it. You know, I see stuff, I'm like, okay, well, you know, that looked like run. I'm firing and I'm going to go get the ball carrier. You know, I'm not really, you know, I'm not being hesitant or, you know, questioning myself, you know, like I used to, you know. I'm just, you know, going out there playing football, not thinking twice.
When there's an injury question, do you have to prepare for both spots during the week? In other words, you have to be ready to play both?
I think we always, you know, do a good job of, you know, staying in tune into every position, every linebacker position, you know. So whenever coach is given the coaching point in a room, he's not talking to, you know, a particular person. He's not talking to me, you know, because I made a mistake or I did something on film. No, he's talking to everyone in the room, no matter if you're, you know, Sam or Mike or a Will linebacker, you know, because at any given moment, you know, things can be shaken up and any guy can be anywhere.
Talk about offensive coordinator and a quarterback being on the same page, seeing things the same way, being in sync. Spent a lot of time with Terrell in your ear in that headset. Just wonder, do you feel like you're in sync, on the same page with your defensive coordinator? Do you see things the same way? And maybe that's also led to this increased comfort level and feel. No,
that's definitely part of it. You know, he goes out there, he you know, gives us reminders as far as what's going on and the area of the field, what to anticipate. So, you know, and then that like just me personally and us as a defense, you know, we dive into the scheme and, you know, the way we're playing stuff that particular week to make sure that, okay, we can, you know, be in sync that way to make sure, like, okay, we're in this part of the field. I think he's going to call this. And then, you know, the call comes in. It's like, okay, I was right. So now, you know, your wheels are churning. You're like, okay, they're giving us this formation, alert to this, alert to that, you know, alert to run, alert to pass. So, you know, it definitely helps to be on the same page as TA.
And with all these checks coming, a team like Carolina, a lot of different varieties that they can show you with their run pass options. You know, how important is it to be on your keys maybe this week, even more so than others?
Yeah, it is going to help, you know, a huge amount to be able to, you know, lock in on your keys and your assignment and even your alignment. You know, that can definitely help a great deal. But coming in playing against a team like this, you know, they present a lot of challenges and they're going to throw a lot at you just, you know, to see if you could digest it and see, you know, okay, where, you know, where's the weak link? How can we, you know, capitalize off of their mistake? And you just have to play sound defense. That's really, you know, what's going to get us by.
This is a powerful team and they're built as a big, strong team. They got a quarterback. looks like Secretariat back there when he gets going. What is he? What is he? Well, it's better than Mr. Ed.
Mike was there for that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I was. But what does that, add with a guy like that? When he gets loose, I mean, it's holy heck. You know?
Man, that's exactly what it is. It's holy heck. You know, you see this guy, he's 6'5", 250, he's barreling down the field, and it's like, you know, for me, I don't shy away from contact. So, you know, I'm like, okay, you know, I'm a man, you're a man. Line it up. But, you know, he, you know, just to see, you know, how, like, he's fast, you know, he can throw the ball, he can run the ball, and, you know, he gets in open field, it's a matter of, okay, what is he going to do? You know, he could take off, he could put his shoulder down, he could try to run through you, he could try to run around you, you know, you see it on film, he can do it all. So you just have to just go out there, take proper angles, and just, you know, wrap them up, get them on the ground.
And this is another, like, you know, kind of a tight, could be a tight game like the last two or three. How much could a turnover, one of like the turnovers you've gotten, how much could a turnover swing this game? You know,
come on,
even
Mike.
Just one.
Come on, man. Turnovers always helping the game, man. When you win the turnover margin, you know, you definitely put your team in a better position to win the game. You know, not always, it's not 100%, but you definitely better your chances of winning that game when you can win a turnover battle.
Speaking of the turnovers, is it contagious sometimes? I mean, do you see guys now run to the football more? They don't want to be the guy left out from the turnover parade.
I said earlier, we hungry, baby. Everybody want a piece of the pie. They're like, look, I'm next. I'm next in line. You know, it's my turn. It's my turn. So, you know, you definitely get guys that, you know, they're pushing each other, they're challenging each other to get to that ball. And it's like, okay, I'm going to get the opportunity this time. And, you know, that's the way the defense is. You know, that's how we're made. You know, that's how we practice.
Do you guys play that kind of defense?
Oh, it's a lot of fun. As you see, 11 turnovers in 4 games. You know, it's a party at the ball. That's the way we see it.
Do you guys really have those conversations during the week about I'm next?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because if you don't talk about it, then it's not going to happen. You know, if you don't work at it, you know, you don't work at getting forcing the turnover, getting the ball out. If you don't work at, you know, okay, how to recover the ball when it's on the ground and, you know, make sure the offense ends up with the ball, you know, at the end of that play. No, it's not going to happen. And, you know, it's been a topic of conversation this year, and, you know, it's ongoing. So it definitely helps to, you know, kind of speak things into reality.
But you've gotten 3. Aren't you sort of hogging the ball? You know?
Hey, man, look, I think, GQ, he has 3 picks or something like that?
We're talking about you.
2 picks in the fourth quarter? Look, man, I'm trying to spread the wealth, but, you know, if I'm getting to the ball and, you know, I end up with it, you know, I'm a happy man, but at the end of the day, if one of my teammates get it, I'm just as happy. So, you know, that's the way we practice. We try to make sure that everyone's doing their job, everyone's contributing, and, you know, that makes us a better defense.
I think you're due for a pick.
You talking about number 2?
You mean another one?
For a pick,
yeah.
Hey, look, man. You know, I keep hustling. Hopefully, it falls in my hands again, man. We're going to see.
And they said you embrace contact. Is there one guy that gets in the open field and you're like, oh, no?
No.
Not even Adrian Peterson?
No, never. I'm saying, like, you know, I'm not shying away from him. It's like, okay, well, he might outrun me or a guy might, you know, shake me or something like that. But I'm like, nah, I see anybody in the open field. I'm like, okay, the worst I can do is miss a tackle, but I'm going to try to unload on him.
Who is the most physical guy in the open field that you've had to deal with?
Hmm.
I always think of Adrian Peterson around here. I just wonder if there's somebody
that. Dalvin Cook, he was pretty physical. You know, you see him on film. He didn't shy away from contact. You know, he's a young guy. He runs behind his pads. Freeman, he was that type of guy, you know, a smaller guy, but he ran behind his pads as well. You know, he's going to try to make you miss. He'd duck the shoulder on you, try to run you over every now and again. So, I think really any back you look at in this league, you definitely have to be worried about him because they're in the NFL for a reason.
McCaffrey's a little different cat, though. What have you seen from him on film so far?
Shifty. I mean, he's extremely quick. I mean, he reminds me of Jace Billingsley. Mm. he's a headache. But, you know, he's a good football player. You know, he's fast. He has good hands. You know, they hand the ball off to him. He know, he'd duck his shoulders up in there and, you know, try to churn out them hard yards. So, you know, yeah, they picked up a good football player.
Yeah, these have been matchups against teams with, you know, pretty, you know, same records. You, the Falcons, the Vikings, now Carolina, you know, 2-0, 2-1, 3-1. Is it fun to play those games? I mean, where there's, you know, both teams really have something immediately at stake. You know, it's, I'm not saying that every game isn't, but just something to it or not.
Yeah, I was about to say, you want to come out the victor. That's really, you know, what's going through our mind as a team. You know, we just want to line it up, play good football, but ultimately we want to come out on top. We want to win that game. You know, we're not looking at records, because at the end of the day, even in this league, you could be, you know, 10-4 and face a team that's 4-10, and they could come in there and they can beat you. So, you know, it's any given Sunday in this league, and I'm pretty sure, you know, you've heard that a bunch of times, but it's exactly right. You know, it holds true any given Sunday.
I'm sure I'm doubling up on a question you've already been asked. I walked up late, and I apologize. Mm-hmm. But, you know, you've played really well the first month of the season. You've had a lot of injuries and guys coming in and out around you. Just how, in general, how do you feel like you've played through the first 4 weeks of the season? Because it seems like, despite everything going on around you, you've played really well.
I think I played solid football, good football, and, you know, I prepare that way. I prepare to go out there and play good football to help my team win football games. And at the end of the day, I was always taught, you know, in college, like, do your 1-11. Mm-hmm. You know, do your job and depend, you know, and count on the other 10 guys doing their job, and you're going to play some good football. And as long as you're doing that, you know, you're going
to
be all right.
Is it moving back to the weak side that's helped you? Is it something you did in the off season, or improved, or just got healthy? What's contributed to the way you've played so far?
Preparation, you know, and experience. You know, year 6 in the NFL, year 4 in this scheme. Mm-hmm. You know, just having a better grasp on what's going on and how offense is going to attack us, and, you know, just, you know, being settled in that, and that in and of itself, you know, gives me the confidence to go out there and just play fast.
Hey, one other thing, just to kind of piggyback off of what Kyle, nothing ever seems to get you down in terms of performance. You just, you know, whatever, then come back and go back to work. What is there within you that's, that allows you to do that?
It's the way I was raised. You know, life's going to happen. It's a roller coaster. You're going to go through ups. You're going to go through downs. You just got to, you know, stay even keel. You know, you can't let things get you down, get you low. You know, it's not going to be perfect. You know, you go through a game and you just go back out there, you line it up, you get another opportunity. You know, so for me, that's the way I think about it. You know, okay, it's not going to always be perfect, but I'm going to damn well make sure I'm out there trying to do everything that's in my power to go out there and make sure it's as close to perfect as possible. And if it's not, okay, I'll line it up again next week, and I'll shoot for it again.